So we'll begin with a period of meditation, and you can take this as an opportunity really to just come, and you might think of it as visiting yourself, just coming to open to whatever weather system is present, whatever your experience is here and now. So it can be helpful to begin just by finding a posture that's relaxed and comfortable. So sitting with your back straight, just check in with the body. Can you relax your shoulders a little bit more? Let your chest be open so that you can easily receive the breath. You know, let the breath come in and be released. You can let your hands rest comfortably in your lap or on your knees or on your thighs, whatever feels easy for you right now. And if you're comfortable again, you could let your eyes gently close and bring your awareness within. We spend so much of our time gazing, focusing, looking intently, reading, all the things we do with our eyes. So it can be helpful just to relax, move into the other senses a little more. And if you feel more at ease with your eyes open, you can sit with open eyes. I suggest you just have a soft, unfocused gaze, maybe a few feet ahead of you or looking at the person in front of you. Again, just relaxed, at ease, relaxing the eyes. You might let your attention, as much as it can right now, drop out of the kind of the top 3 inches of your head down into the body. Kind of untangle yourself from thoughts, from the future, from the past, and just let your attention rest as fully as possible in the body. Feel the contact with your chair or with your cushion. Feel the weight of the body pressing down on the buttocks and on the thighs and on your feet. Feel the contact with the seat or with the cushion, with the floor. Just opening to pressure, hardness, softness, warmth, tingling, whatever is present for you right now. And you might find it helpful to take a few deeper breaths. Just a nice deep in-breath, filling the lungs, filling the chest. And then a long, slow exhalation, just letting the breath out. And again, a nice, full, deep in-breath, as though you're inflating a balloon. And then releasing, letting go on the out-breath. Imagine you're letting go of any cares or stresses, busyness of the day, just letting it go. Maybe a couple more of these deeper breaths. Just inviting a movement of the attention from the kind of more vigilant mode into a more relaxed mode. Sending a message to the brain and to the nervous system that we can be at ease. And as you breathe in, you might invite in a quality of calm. You could say that silently to yourself, calm as you breathe in. Calm as you breathe out. Breathing in, calming the body. Breathing out, calming the mind. And when you're ready, just let the breath settle into its natural rhythm. Just let it be as it is. Breathing in and breathing out. And you also might see how it would be to invite a smile to your face. or even just a half smile, enough to activate the muscles at the corners of the eyes and the mouth. And this sends a message to the nervous system that we can be at ease, that we're not having to be tight and defended. If it's helpful, you might think of a loved one, a dear friend, child, or a pet. Just let that image come to your mind and just let the smile, if it can, just soften the any tension that might be present. Just letting yourself be here now. You might consciously put aside thoughts of the future and the past. Just let yourself be as fully here as you can be. And open to whatever is present for you right now in the body and the heart and the mind. You might just notice your kind of internal weather system. You know, if there's a lot going on in your life, a lot of activity, or maybe there's some stress, you might feel that in your body. You might feel kind of a lot of energy. And see if you can meet that with kindness and with acceptance, just acknowledging that this is what's here right now. If there's a sense of ease or peace, just welcome that. Bring a receptive awareness to that too. I'll share a short poem by Martha Postlethwaite that really speaks to the spirit of this practice. It's a poem called Clearing. She says, "Do not try to save the whole world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is yours alone to sing falls into your open, cupped hands and you recognize and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world so worthy of rescue." So this sense of creating a clearing, creating a space in our lives, an opening to whatever is present with kindness and with acceptance. You might scan the body, scan the emotions, scan your conscious experience right now and just notice what is present. Maybe there's some tingling or hardness or somewhere in the body, some tension. Or maybe there's some heaviness or a strong emotion, some sadness or some grief that's present. Perhaps the mind is quite active, thinking about what you've got to do. And whatever you're experiencing, see if you can meet it with acceptance and with kindness. Just breathe into the tingling or the tightness or the busyness. The Sufi poet Rumi speaks of welcoming the guests. He says, "Welcome the guests, even if they're a crowd of sorrows, who sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. So it might be a helpful image to see whatever is present for you right now in the body and the heart and the mind as like a guest coming to visit. And your role is just to meet the guest with a kindness and with care, with a welcoming attitude. How is it to meet whatever you're experiencing right now with an open heart, with a welcoming attitude? Kind, accepting, and with a quality of interest, curiosity. What am I aware of? What am I noticing right now? What am I seeing? And within this changing flow of experience, of thoughts and emotions and sensations and feelings and sounds, you might find it helpful to just take one aspect of your experience to gather your attention. It can be particularly helpful if the mind is wandering and drifting and going to the future and the past, to just take a meditation object. Different traditions, there are many different focuses, mantras and sounds and things that we can look at. One of the most common is our own breathing, just the sensations of breathing in and out. And I invite you, if you'd like to, and if you find it helpful, just to bring a kind of a soft attention, a kind attention to the breath. You'll still be aware of sounds and other experiences moving around, but just having the breath be the focal point of your attention. Just bringing awareness to breathing in and breathing out. Without controlling the breath or doing breathing, but just aware of the breath. Aware of breathing in and breathing out. And when you notice that your attention is moves from the breath to thinking about something you're going to do in the future or something that happened today or just words or images or daydreams, just simply notice that and gently come back again to the breath. Thinking isn't a problem. It's not like we're a bad meditator because we're thinking. Just noticing that that's another phenomenon. The mind has moved, the attention has moved into planning or problem solving or memories. And then just to gently incline your attention back. Just bring it back to the body, back to the breath. Without judgment, without any harshness, simply back again, beginning again. Even if we do this many times, that's the practice, the training of the mind. Gathering our attention, being present here and now. See how it is to make friends with this moment as it is, however it is. So if something is challenging, difficult, tiredness or restlessness, some other energy that feels difficult, see if you can meet that with kindness. If it's helpful, you could put your hand on your heart, just recognizing that it's difficult. You could take a deeper breath, just settling in. Can I just be with this moment as it is? Say yes to this moment. The poet Dorothy Hunt says, "Peace is this moment without judgment. Peace is this moment without judgment." This moment in the heart space where everything that is welcome. This moment in the heart space where everything that is welcome. And just notice where your attention is now. And if you're caught up in planning or remembering or daydreaming or problem solving, just see that as a natural kind of habit of the mind, and just to invite the attention back to the breath, to the body, back to this moment. Gently, kindly, beginning again in any moment. It's coming back to this moment. Can this moment be a moment of peace, of freedom? We'll finish the meditation with a few lines from T.S. Eliot's Four Quartets. He says, "I said to my soul, be still and wait without hope, for hope would be hope for the wrong thing. Wait without love, for love would be love of the wrong thing. There is yet faith, but the faith and the hope and the love are all in the waiting. Wait without thought, for you are not ready for thought. So the darkness shall be the light, and the stillness the dancing.